brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're taking calls because it's turned out the video game head, shoot 'em up, Call of Duty, top secret security clearance, reported shooter was under psychiatric care on a bunch of drugs. And he went to a gun-free zone to kill a bunch of people. So now Piers Morgan, and everybody says it's our fault. We should give up all our guns so that the Prozac heads can come kill us. We're taking phone calls here from people about what happened to them on psychotropic drugs or their loved ones. 800-259-9231. We're going to go to Sarah. We're going to go to Sergeant Seattle. Ryan Nelson, Truth Raider. We're going to get to everybody. Sarah in New York, tell us your story.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, wow, this is weird. hi.
Hi.
I was on the drug Seroquel years ago, before.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's funny with that Seroquel, I think it masked a lot of problems I had from my problems with ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease.
Which itself is, again, a biological weapon program within the vaccines. That's been documented. It appeared and has been connected to measles antibodies in the gut. And exactly, you go in for a broken leg now. They try to give you Prozac or Prozac-type drugs. And so, they said you were mentally ill because you had stomach aches?
No, I had what was called mentally ill when I became a little suicidal after I was on Asacol when I was like 16 years old.
Well, you're supposed to love the bioweapons. You're supposed to love the bioweapons that have hurt you.
Well,
do you want to thank David Rockefeller right now for the bioweapon program and Bill Gates, who has a bioweapon gut program going? Do you want to thank them for all the gifts they've given everybody?
I don't think so. Mm-mm.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But what's funny is that before I was on Seroquel, I was on Thorazine, and that didn't help any either. I mean, I was on...
They gave you the antipsychotic Thorazine.
Yeah, I lied about hearing voices because I felt a little nuts, and I was a little nuts in my head. So I'm like, I'm hearing voices. I want to shut up now.
Well, listen, why don't you just become an artist and put let the voices tell you what to paint? And I'm sure everything will turn out okay. Of course, now you get real voices where Obama breaks in on your phone with text messages and videos and breaks in on the radio. And we all are hearing government voices tell us that George Washington is bad. God bless you. Good to hear from you, Sarah. Let's talk to Ryan, a state hospital worker, input on the topic. Okay, Ryan, welcome.
How you doing, Alex? Thanks for taking my call.
I'm doing pretty good, buddy.
I just want to let you know that you're absolutely right about everything you're saying, and it's insane the way they prescribe these medications. Upon a mission, it's a 10-minute interview with a doctor before they know exactly what they want to put you on, and you're on it, and there's no refusing it. Once you're on it, they will strap you down and shoot you up with it if you won't take it by mouth. And also, we take some people that are withdrawn from just substance abuse, and they check themselves into a regular hospital, and they're railroaded into the mental facility, and everyone's put on psychotropic medication.
Well, you know the story. You know where heroin came from, right?
Right.
At the end of the Civil War, everybody's addicted to opium. You know, hundreds of thousands with arms and legs sawed off. We've got something that gets them off of it. It's like 10 times stronger. It's a derivative of it. It's called heroin. So that's what they do now. It's like, oh, you have a cocaine problem? Here, let's put you on 5 psychotropics that are 20 times more deadly, you know, immediately. Absolutely. So that's what you're saying?
Yeah, and it's like a revolving door after that. They're in and out of it. There's altercations every day because of these medications and forcing the meds. It's just ridiculous.
But then the answer is more meds, though, because it causes problems.
Right, and they're always changing them up after they get in there. They might start off with like 3 medications, and by the time they leave, they might be on 5 to 7.
Let me guess, because I've seen the statistics. How many of the inmates running the asylum are on drugs themselves?
Probably 60%.
Wow, stay there. I want to hear more from you. Then stay there. Then Congressman Jones is coming up. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, he warned Obama last year and introduced the legislation that if the president launched any more military operations in foreign countries without congressional approval, that they were going to start impeachment. And, of course, he's Representative Walter B. Jones, who we're very honored to have joining us here on the broadcast. And he is the congressman hailing from North Carolina. And he's been all over the national news the last month or so as citizens have called for Obama's impeachment over saying that he is going to launch a war in Syria without congressional approval. Now, he backed off a couple of weeks ago, as you know. And now the media is trying to spin it like, oh, don't let the Russians tell us what to do. No, it's the Constitution that's telling us what to do. And if we don't impeach Obama for trying to launch the war without approval, and Kerry saying they didn't need it, what about the Associated Press reporting Obama waives ban on arming terrorists to allow aid to Syrian opposition? And here's the New American article. President breaks arms export laws to send shipments to Syria rebels. Joe Wolverton got it right, because how can the president say he has a presidential order, not even executive order, blocking federal law on arming al-Nusra which is commanded by the head of Al-Qaeda, who called to attack the U.S. last week. So I've thrown out a few points here of why I think Obama, we should start impeachment now so that they're unable to start a war that some analysts say could lead to a larger regional war or even World War III with 11 Russian ships massing. I'm no fan of Assad, but compared to Al-Qaeda, he's pretty much an angel. Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Senator Cruz as well have all said it looks like a false flag. Pat Buchanan said that. Rush Limbaugh said that. I see an awakening happening. So I want to ask the congressman that as well. Jones.house.gov is his website to see his updates. And, sir, we thank you for your leadership and courage. It seems, as Mark Twain said, in the beginning, a patriot's a scarce man, hated and feared and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. I think we're seeing an awakening, and I want you to have the floor and talk about whatever you think is most important. But what do you think's happened with this Syria situation, and do you think this is a sign that people are starting to wake up, sir?
Alex, thank you very much for the opportunity and the introduction and your reciting your position in history as well. So let me start by saying I started my feelings about going overseas, sending our young men and women to die in the unnecessary war known as Iraq. Okay, when Mr. Obama became the president of the United States, he indicated he wanted to bring the troops out of Iraq. I supported that personally. And secondly, but then he decided to stay in Afghanistan for the length of 12 years to 2014, and possibly you know, but not maybe all your listeners know, we're in the process of signing a bilateral strategic agreement with Karzai to be there for 10 more years after 2014. And yes, you will reduce the number of troops, but God help those that are staying there. Now let me go back to the issue of why I feel like impeachment of any president, not just Obama, I want to be fair about it, any president that bypasses Congress and the Constitution to bomb another country who really is not a threat, such as Libya. The president said he called the leadership of the House. Well, I want to inform the president that 435 members of the House and also remind the president that 100 senators. And just because you elect leadership in the Senate and the House, they don't make the decision for everybody. And when he bombed Libya, if you remember this, Ron Paul, Dennis Kucinich, myself, and three other Democrats and Republicans, it's three and three, we went to the federal courts with Jonathan Turley being our attorney because we felt that there was a distinct violation of the Constitution. And the courts, as they always do, they threw it out because they said, well, you can stop a war by voting no to fund a war. Well, that's a pipe dream, to say the least. So when I looked at what was happening after Libya, Gaddafi was an evil man, but for God's sakes, we got evil people all around the world. Are we supposed to police the world? We can't pay our own bills. We can't police our own borders. There's got to be some sanity to these foreign policies of any administration, and particularly this one now. So I was ready and still ready to file a articles of impeachment, but I was basing mine on the issue of bypassing the Constitution and bypassing Congress to bomb another country. And in the short term, the Russians have helped the president by putting a stall on where we are. But there are many in both parties, and I want to be fair about that, Alex, both parties that are very concerned that as this moves forward that we might wake up one day and we've been dropping missiles in Syria. And you're absolutely right that you cannot fully decide about the rebels. They're so mixed up with different groups within the rebel cause that we don't know who's our friend and our enemy, and Al-Qaeda is definitely our enemy.
Undoubtedly, there's a new Jane's Weapons Quarterly report out saying that at least half of them are hardcore jihadis and basically Al-Qaeda, because Al-Qaeda basically will end up killing anybody that doesn't convert to their radical form of Islam.
Well, Alex, this is the whole thing where I think sincerely that with this, we had testimony. I'm on the Armed Services Committee. We had testimony from the service chiefs, the Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Air Force. If sequestration continues for another year, we're just about going to put the military in a situation where they're going to be limited in being able to fight to protect America. But I go back to the issue that you had me on today. I believe in the Constitution. I'm a Ron Paul type person when it comes to foreign aid. I'm just sick and tired of America thinking that we can borrow money from foreign governments and pump up other. I mean, look at Karzai. I mean, his family's in the drug business, and we're sending him roughly $6 to $7 billion a month to prop him up. And here we're going to have a vote tomorrow to cut food stamps for the American people, particularly those that need it. I know there's abuse in a lot of federal programs, but there's no abuse in funding Karzai, and he's a crook.
You're right. I mean, the country is going into a depression by every metric. We've got economic numbers out today. Obamacare is coming in. Now, I want to give you a chance to talk about some of the things you think are most important, sir. But what about specifically? I mean, Obama did blink. And you talk about bipartisan. I do see a big awakening happening right now where bipartisan, 91% of Americans in a Reuters poll are against the strike, 75% in a Army Times poll of active duty say they're against it. I can't find any military I know that are active duty that are for it. What are your constituents? What are the military people you're talking to? What are they saying about the popularity of this war? And how big a deal is it that we saw the president finally have to back off and admit that Congress has to be consulted, but then flip back and say, but if you don't vote for what I want, I can still strike? What will you do if he strikes without congressional authority?
I would tell you this, that if he strikes without a vote of the Congress, you will see both parties, I mean this sincerely, both parties file articles of impeachment. Because we are sick and tired of a president, be Republican or Democrat, to bypass the Constitution and the members of Congress who swear to uphold the Constitution to bomb a foreign country. We are a debtor nation. We cannot even pay our bills without raising the debt ceiling of America so we can borrow money to pay last year's bills. This whole place up here is out of control, and when you come to foreign policy, as Ron Paul would say, let's wake up, let's rebuild America, and to hell with the rest of the world.
I agree with that. So if Obama or any other president tries to launch these preemptive wars, these offensive criminal wars, you're going to move for impeachment. And again, for the folks that don't know, the media spins it and says the president's allowed to respond under war powers. Yeah, if Russians have fired missiles, then Congress is given the authority to defend against it or fire back. Or if we are attacked, we know who does it, then he has the automatic default. But not to go attack a country that's done nothing to us, I mean, that's a war crime.
Yeah, Alex, thank you. You took the words right out of my mouth. The international courts, in my humble opinion, would be encouraged to go to the court system because a nation, be America or someone else, who is not threatened, let's make that clear to your listeners, not threatened to involve itself in a civil war. And it's like I said recently in an interview, yes, I think it's horrible when people are gassed, but I think it's horrible when they're hit by a fragments of a bomb because it kills them just as dead as the gas does.
Well said, absolutely. Well, listen, we've only got about 8-9 minutes left with you. We're going to skip this network break.
Sure.
Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina joins us now that Ron Paul's gone. More and more in the House, he has taken his place. He's been there for many years, but really, really, Snow, you've been stepping up. We see you a lot, really turning up the heat on these tyrants. So much more is happening as we learn that Obamacare, even the Wall Street Journal admits, and even ABC News has admitted, 8 taxes on the poor. The Supreme Court rules it is a tax on the poor. I have family that Obamacare is going to bankrupt. A lot of them are veterans that, you know, work at $12 an hour jobs and things. What are your constituents saying about Obamacare? And what about the move we're seeing, House to vote on defunding Obamacare? What can we do to shut this down? And what was the power structure thinking? Because I knew what this bill was 3 years ago. You knew what it was.
Right.
It is a America healthcare system killing America bankrupting system, in my view. What is your view, Congressman?
Well, I'm with you 100%. I was no Republican voted for the Obamacare that came through the House when Ms. Pelosi was the Speaker. We've had 39 of 40 votes already in the House to defund, to change certain aspects of Obamacare. We will probably tomorrow, the next day, vote on a continuing resolution that will defund Obamacare. We will probably pass that bill in the House, and you probably have a few Democrats to vote for it. If we could win the Senate, the best I've ever seen the American people to have the best government, believe this or not, was Bill Clinton was the president, We had the House was Republican and the Senate was Republican, and Newt could get things done for the American people. Because look at it this way, Alex. The president wanted to get things done, but he could not get it through the House and the Senate unless they agreed to help. The House and Senate wanted things done, but they needed the president to sign the bill. We got things done for the American people. And that's the frustration up here now. If we could win the Senate and the next election and have the House and the Senate, we could do a lot of major changes to Obamacare for the good of the American people.
Well, you know, I've been critical of the establishment Republicans like Karl Rove, but you see him on Fox News every week criticizing Ron Paul, Rand Paul, yourself, Ted Cruz. They're upset that real constitutional, libertarian, just American types who are real men. I mean, I know Ron Paul. I know Rand Paul well. We've interviewed Met Cruz. I feel like I know you, interviewing you a dozen times or so. You're real people. And I think the power structure is scared that there is a revolution happening in the Republican Party. And as Matt Drudge has said, 2014 is everything. That's why they're going after the media, the free speech. They're trying to break this country and collectivize it now and get rid of the borders and everything else, because the collectivists know their time is short.
Well, Alex, if we could win the Senate, and that's only four or five seats, and hold the House, and we should be able to hold the House, I promise you we would be in the strongest position we've been in a number of years, and Mr. Obama would have to deal with the House, and that in itself puts us on an even playing field instead of having a president who's a Democrat, the Senate who's a Democrat. That would put the American people on an even keel to make some changes to what I think is probably the worst legislation I've ever seen. I thought Leave No Child Behind was one of the worst bills I'd ever seen, but I can tell you Obamacare, in my opinion, would just bankrupt America.
Well, my dad is a physician, and he's quitting next month.
Good gracious.
He's quitting over it. About a half people he knows are retiring early. In fact, it's been in the Texas news. If you make one mistake on a chart, you go to jail automatically. There's no judge, no jury. I mean, this is designed to destroy American healthcare. So some say, well, let them implement it. That'll destroy collectivism forever. No. They plan to implode the country and then pose as saviors. We've got to stop the implementation, because even though it would show how bad they are, it's immoral to let this thing go in.
You're right, Alex. You're exactly right. This should be about doing what is right for the country and not politics. And what we do is right for the country is restore the constitutional right of the American people.
What are your constituents most upset about right now? Because, again, I'm a radio host and I've got my finger on the pulse. This country is 10 times more awake than they were in, say, 1993, 94. I mean, this is beyond anger. This is eye of the tiger, focused. I'm here to tell the establishment, people are not going to put up with it anymore.
Well, Alex, I have said many times, and I think that two or three senators, you've named one or two in your conversation the last couple of minutes, we need a Ron Paul, Ross Perot-type leader for this country. We need somebody to get in there and to say, listen, you want to attack America, you're going to get the big bombers coming over and they're going to blow you to kingdom come. We need somebody to start fixing the problems here in America and to hell with the rest of the world. Why are we sending this money to Karzai, who's a crook, and we can't even account for half the money we're sending him? The wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have already cost this country over $1.5 trillion. That averages out to about $11 million an hour.
Well said, Congressman. So what do you expect, because you've got your ear to the ground on the Armed Services Committee, where Obama says, okay, I've got to go to Congress under the Constitution, doing a 180 thanks to your pressure and others, but you spearheading it. We've got to give credit where it's due. Not to give credit, but to show that doing the right thing, you know, you were pretty lonely a year ago. Now you've got the majority of Republicans and Democrats nationally openly supporting you and are being recognized for that. Now, what do you expect him to do when he doesn't get the authorization and Kerry says, we're still going to attack? Is that a bluff, or are they going to back off?
Well, I hope it would be a bluff, because, truthfully, there are just as many Democrats, they're more liberal, that are against the war for other reasons than maybe you and I are opposed to it. Ours is based on the Constitution. But I can tell you, if by chance that did happen, what you just described, there would be a number of articles of impeachment introduced by both sides in the House.
Wow. Any idea on when they're going to try to, I mean, they've backed off a vote, obviously, to not embarrass the Fuhrer, I mean, the president. Any idea on, because you're on the service committee, obviously, sir, and know more than anybody, when they're going to try to creep back in and try to get a vote, or where is the war right now?
Well, I'm afraid our leadership in the House is not going to bring a vote on Syria to the floor until we find out over the next 2 to 3 weeks what is maybe going to happen with the negotiations. I think we should have last week, the House should have brought the bill to the floor to be debated, and a vote up or down just to show that the will of the House is no to bombing Syria.
Sir, we've only got 3 minutes left. I appreciate your time. I wanted to ask you about the Navy Yard shooting 2.5 days ago in a double secure area. The guy hearing voices, playing 18 hours of video games, on drugs, under psychiatric care. And now Obama says, I need to give my guns up, and Piers Morgan, because in a gun-free zone, this mentally ill person went haywire when overall gun crime's down 49%. What is your take on that, sir, and then any other points you think are important on other subjects that are front and center on your radar?
Well, Alex, if a person is going to commit mayhem, they will get whatever they need. I hate to say that, but it is true. So you cannot punish the law-abiding citizen who is following his constitutional rights, because it's not going to stop those who want to commit crime. It's just not going to stop it. I think we need to do more in the area of mental health, but that's really a state issue with some assistance from the national government. But we need to start doing more in the states to help people with mental problems. We've got men and women coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq with PTSD and TBI. But you cannot violate the Second Amendment right of law-abiding citizens. It just won't fix the problem.
I agree with you. Other important issues, like trying to open the borders up, other things that are going on. What else is on your radar, sir? You got 3 minutes. I'd like to get some closing comments.
Well, the House is moving very slow on the Senate bill. It's not really the Senate bill. The House will have its own version of the bill dealing with the immigration issue. I'm this way. I am not voting to raise the debt ceiling. Alex, we've raised the debt ceiling 18 times since 1993. All that does for your listeners, all it does is allow America to go to foreign governments and borrow more money to pay last year's bills. We don't ever say no. We always are saying we'll find some way to spend more money. We need to stop it. It is not fair to our children and grandchildren.
What does the Washington elite think they're going to do when every economist says we're already destroyed? Well, these people are crazy.
Well, I agree with them. I am glad to say that the Syrian issue brought people making phone calls. We had over 435 phone calls to my office. We had over 1,000 emails. 97% of those contacting our office by email or by telephone said no to Syria. Let the voices of the people be heard, because that's the only way the American people can take back their government, is let their voices be heard.
What is wrong with the political elite that just think everything's going to be fine forever? Are they disconnected from reality, Congressman Jones?
Well, Ron Paul said it better than anything, that we can continue to dream, but at some point we're going to see a nightmare, because the dream is not real.
Well, sir, I want to say this in closing to you for my family. Thank you for taking the leadership the last 2 years when Obama was more popular, when it was harder to do it, and put impeachment on the line. Because, you know, look at Libya a couple years ago. They just did it and told you guys to go to hell. And now they're having to listen. And I'm telling you, what you've done is historic. And I want to thank everybody else who called Congress and the media and everybody that found sanity. But you were right there at the heart of it. So thank you for your leadership, Congressman Walter Jones. And have a great week coming up, sir.
Thank you, Alex. God bless America. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you so much. Wow, what a gentleman right there. A real Southern gentleman. They're joining us on the broadcast here today, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to come back, go to more of your phone calls. Truth Raider, Sherry, Allison, Kerry, and Nelson. We had one guy calling in talking about drugging people in the military, but he's gone. Sorry, I made you hold too long. I'm going to go right to your calls, and then I'm going to hit the news I haven't hit yet. Believe me, there's a lot of it. So we're going to take five or six calls and then on people telling their antidepressant story. You know, if you translate antidepressant, it's mass murder, suicide pill.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
You've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You've got it. We see the earth now. Now we see the earth.
You got it.
Now we see the earth now.
We're going to your calls here in a moment, and then a ton of news I haven't hit yet. I've got to cover it. UltimateSurvivalBundle.com. Folks, we have a new sponsor today, the UltimateSurvivalBundle.com. With the uncertainty that the future brings, it's increasingly more important to prepare. A group of over 35 experts, many of whom you know, have offered to come together this week only so you can have access to an incredible amount of survival information for pennies on the dollar. You have Only a couple days left, and the deal is too good to pass up. It's great just to get in the mindset of survival. UltimateSurvivalBundle.com/Alex to find the special. That's UltimateSurvivalBundle.com/Alex. And you can find out details about this one-time event. Also, sacredgrammar.com. Folks, we have a fantastic new sponsor. I made him wait about a month to take him because I had to read the book. It's excellent. We're going to use it in our homeschooling curriculum. Sacredgrammar.com. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. That's got to upset Homeland Security right now. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. This program is affordable and simple to use. It's a superb supplement that can be used as a teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, that sounds evil as well. Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. I'm being sarcastic, folks. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com. That's sacredgrammar.com. And please don't forget that we have InfoWarsStore.com for the best vitamins, minerals, modafinil, brown seaweed, so good for the thyroid, the huge seed center, the Interfeud, super green food, all of it, InfoWarsStore.com. And that is how we fund the radio show, the news websites, the TV division. We're building and almost done with the reporters and the new studio and the magazine and the films and we're changing history thanks to all of your support out there and all of us together. So God bless you all for your support. Please think about us when you want to get high-quality products discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's water filters or T-shirts, books, films, you name it, InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. All right. I'm literally looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12... 12 stacks of news I haven't gotten to. All of them, I've gotten to some of it just mentioning stuff that I wanted to cover, but I've covered like 30% of it. I need to cover this. But let's go to your calls right now. Maybe I'll have to do overdrive to cover the Rothschild devil worship stuff, or maybe I'll cover that tomorrow because I've got a Don Salazar doing a whole story on it right now, just give people background because we posted a great article about it, and I knew it was real because I'd seen it before when it first got published by the people that took the photos. About a month ago, but people were like, oh, this isn't real. Oh, so I said, you know what? Go to the original author, give them the whole background, do a story on it. So we're going to be doing that. Here's some of the news up on InfoWars.com. Fox News demonizes Second Amendment activist. That's right. With friends like that, who needs commie liberals? Video shows Syrian rebels firing chemical weapons. A new video. Unbelievable. That coincided with the August 21st attack. Yeah, the UN says chemical weapons have been used 14 times. I knew about 3 times. I mean, it's just unbelievable, these rebels. Talk about scary, man. Watching these videos, they've got these kids lined up, and Green was showing me, like, 10-year-old kids. And one of them was begging, uncle, uncle, no, uncle. And they've got translated from Arabic, and they shoot them, and they go, don't F with Al-Qaeda. And another one's begging, and they go, we told you we're Al-Qaeda. You don't mess with us, and just shooting. And, I mean, chopping up little girls and the weird eyes these people have. I mean, I've seen a lot of Arab fighters. Some of them look, you know, quite handsome or smart, depending on what group they're with. You look at these fighters, you know, just like you can see a cop and say, that guy looks like a thug. They look crazy. Their eyes look demonic, but not even powerful. It's like they're sunk in and possessed is what I've got. I mean, the Al-Qaeda guys really look sick. And I'll tell you why. They're criminals from all over the Middle East and Central Asia and the Caucasus that just like to rape and kill. And they get authorization from Saudi Arabia to go do it. I don't mean to go off of this. I said I'd take your calls. I was watching them kill women and children last night because we've really gone deep into their videos, stuff you've never, I mean, you don't want to see this. The guy asked McBreen, I said, why are you doing this? This is not going in Obama Deception 2. I want some of them killing people with Al-Qaeda flags, chanting death to America, so people understand our government's funding them. But, and he's like, well, I think it's important this be seen. And I'm like, and then they'll have some other kid bleeding to death on the, and I just go, turn it off. I can't look at it anymore. But in a way, I know it makes McBreen sick. He's got children. He's working in a hospital, so he says he knows how to turn it off. But I guess we all do need to see this because people that are supporting this need to know what war looks like. And war is bad enough if you've been attacked and got to fight back. But, man, when you go out and you fund Al-Qaeda, who've got to be the most sickening, disgusting, filthy scum. I got to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest right here. My instincts as a man is to go to Syria and fight these people. I just, when I see them chopping up an 8-year-old girl with a machete as she screams for her mama, it makes me hate their guts. It's like those cops that torture for 20 minutes the schizophrenic man as he begs for daddy. I have real feelings there, hearing the guy go, daddy, daddy, and they know they're killing him. And then I look at these, but at least with the cops, it's black and white night footage. I can't see their eyes. When you see the Al-Qaeda getting off on this, it just freaks me out. It really gets to me. I'm almost having flashbacks watching that footage. Because, see, you watch some violence in a movie, it's kind of, oh, yeah. I mean, when I was a kid, I could watch violent movies and it was okay. Now that I know more about it, I thought Evil Dead, the remake, was a comedy like the original that I was a fan of. It was not a comedy. And I could handle them chopping people's arms off with electric knives and stuff, but I've seen enough real stuff like that in car wrecks, but also in film, that it was making me almost throw up. Because we ate a hamburger. I ordered a big greasy hamburger at Alamo Draft House. Me and my dad went and saw it. He goes, oh, I remember that comedy. Yeah, I'd see that with you. And I'm sitting there. It was a well-done movie, by the way. But it was just like, ugh. Now that I know what evil is, I literally almost threw up when I left. People are like, oh, don't be a wimp. You can handle that. No, I mean, I've seen too many arms and legs blown off. And little kids with their lower mandible blown off. And they've got a Colombian necktie with the tongue flapping around as they go, mama, mama, mama. You're saying mama. Or whatever. You tell it's mama, whatever. It sounds like mama. And it's like they're looking like, why did this happen to me? And I'll tell you a brief story and then go to your phone calls. Rob New and I, with his kids and my children, my 10-year-old, my 9-year-old, my 5-year-old, we go down to San Marcos to go tubing before it gets too cold. Beautiful river, amazing wildlife, saw hawks, a hawk 10 feet away in a tree. Never seen one, a red tail that close. It wasn't in captivity. Saw a big blue heron. It was just a magic day. We get down there about 10 a.m. We were there until about 2. Then I came back Sunday into the radio show, 30 minutes away from Austin. And I've been there before, and I knew when you got to the end, we were stopping these big cypress trees, there's three little shoots. They're not waterfalls. They're just barely even have any degree to them. But my 5-year-old was in my lap. She wanted to get in the, you know, with me in my tube. My tube wasn't completely inflated. I think Dude found a little hole in it later. And so she's on my lap, so it's kind of bogged down. And we go down it, and I mean, it's no big deal. And then the next two are just so small, it's like 3 feet deep there. It's no big deal. Literally no danger. She was in a life jacket. And we go over, and as we hit where the water's coming down, she bobs out and flies out of my lap. Because I told her, hold on to the handle. She didn't. She lets go, pops out, goes about 2 feet in the water. She's a great swimmer, but I still had her in a life jacket, obviously. She bobs under, bobs back up. And she's the baby of them all. Of all the kids I've had, she's the sweetest, the most innocent. And I grab her, and I'm at about 3 feet, but I'm grabbing her. We go over to a rock, and she was so scared and crying, but not even crying loud, like really genuinely scared. And I talked her into going over the next two little rapids so she'd get over her fear. She didn't laugh and then did it again and got over it. But I thought about how I don't have any real fear myself. I've gotten to the point where I don't even just have any fear. It's almost like a handicap, except for my children. And it was imagining the innocence of a 5-year-old and people that could hurt little children. And then I think about the CPS and the government and the system and how they hurt them through the drugs and everything. These criminals camouflage their abuse, but they know what they're doing. And I thought about then the rebels killing little kids. I saw like where a 4-year-old girl, they tied her up in wire before they tortured her to death. And all the stuff I've watched, and it's just like, man, it's just, you cannot believe how evil this world is. And how in Fallujah, they leveled almost the whole city and killed tens of thousands of women and children. And the Marines, I've seen videos of them making jokes or shooting up vehicles full of men, women, and children and laughing about dead kids versus other videos of Marines and Army saving kids and stuff. But I don't know how you'd be in the military and watch somebody joke about killing a kid. I mean, I'd want to attack them. I just, no wonder these people come home and freak out and commit suicide and all the rest of it. I just watching this war footage has started to really get to me. I mean, it is just unbelievable. But I got to say, I've seen a lot of footage of the worst of our troops. It is not one tenth of Al-Qaeda. I mean, Al-Qaeda, I just cannot. I got to be honest. I never really watched the jihadi videos. I've never really watched them over the years, and I've been watching hundreds of them. And I mean, it's unbelievable, these people. It is unbelievable the stuff they do. And to know our government is funding the whole stinking thing, it's just, you ever wonder if the government's bad, folks? Here's the proof, okay? The government is bad. They're attacking our families. They're attacking our country, our sovereignty, everything. We have psychopathic dirtbags running things, and they've got to be dealt with, folks. Let's go to your calls. Truth Raider in Oregon, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. I have a unique testimony about the pharmaceuticals, but before I get to that, let me tell you about what happened. I haven't had a chance to tell you about this. Back in December, we had the Clackamas Town Shopping Mall shooting that occurred.
I remember that.
Right. I went there within 48 hours to investigate it myself. Not any shred of any kind of evidence that anything happened there. There was no media, no heightened security, no police, no boarded up windows, full parking lot, plenty of shoppers. Everyone is happy, singing carols and doing their shopping, men, women, and children, and teenagers. Nothing at all. Now, let me get on to the psychotropics, my testimony about what occurred. My father was a psychiatrist, and this is over 30 years ago. My dad had samplers. He kept them in his drawer in his office. And we had an open residence where the living room and his office blended into the kitchen and the dining room. So I went in. I was having some anxiety issues. I was about ready to go to college, so I was nervous about that. So I took a sampler.
Yeah, I think we've all dug through our parents' medicine cabinet. One time, when I was about 14, my parents had some Valium or something, and it was the first time I ever saw it in their medicine cabinet. You always dig through all their stuff. I remember taking a couple of those, and then they took me out to El Chico after church. I took them at church, and I mean, literally thought I was going to fall asleep at the El Chico. My dad's like, "What's wrong with you?" I go, "I took two of those Valium." He goes, "You idiot." I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I wish that's all it was, Alex. I mean, for a week, I thought I was going to die. I took a tablet called Haldol, which is about the size of a BB. I mean, just an itty-bitty tiny little pill, maybe 2 milligrams of Haldol. And let me tell you, I mean, you wish you had the flu, you wish you had anything, but that kind of an experience. I couldn't keep my eyes open. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't do anything. And I felt every kaleidoscope of every kind of illness you could ever feel all at one time. I mean, totally poisoned, totally.
Can you imagine when a 2-year-old or 3-year-old cries for mommy, that's called mental illness, and they start putting them on psychotropics? Can you imagine the abuse? Meanwhile, you get a medical marijuana card, they now take your kids.
Yeah, that's totally insane, totally bogus. The whole structure of the medical system needs to be overhauled. It's a Rockefeller-dominated, you know, hedge.
It is. No. They set it up. God bless you. They set it up. You're absolutely on target. People that don't know. Nelson in Georgia, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. I'm a guitar teacher here in North Georgia, and I teach underprivileged kids. And one side of my school has the black kids and the white kids, and the other side, Spanish kids. And the Spanish kids, they don't take any of those drugs. And they can learn 7-8 chords in 20 minutes when I have to 7 weeks to teach them 3 chords on the other side. It's horrible what they're doing. They got them on that attention deficit.
Yep, it's the black kids and the white kids are the ones that are being CPS, that are being drugged. Hispanics, whether they're legal or citizens or not, they just run with their kids. And they have these ads going, it's terrible. The Hispanics won't go on the welfare. The Hispanics don't trust the government. Yeah, because they're not idiots. And literally what you say on average is true, that they target blacks because that's a group they've always been able to feed on. And then whites go, oh, the government wants to drug my kid. How trendy. And, yeah, from what I've heard, that's what goes on.
Yeah, and also my mother got on Prozac about 8 years ago, lost her business, does not want to deal with society at all. And if I bring up the fact, hey, it's the drugs that's, you know, making you feel this way, she kicks me out of her house every single time and hangs up on me when we're on the phone. And there's one more point I'd like to make. I'm up here in North Georgia, in Calhoun, Georgia, and I'm a solo acoustic musician, and I play out all the time. And I'm looking for other people in my area to start a group, because I meet with my city hall to start an aquaponic farming due to the fact that I want to get clean food to our kids at the schools and to the people, because that's where all the problems lie, in our health. And so if anybody wants to feel strongly as I do about this, my name is Nelson Williams, and I'm in Calhoun.
Hey, bro, here's the deal. You sound like a real guy and a nice guy, and I appreciate your call. No talk show in the country is going to let you call in and say your name and contact you. Do you know why, and I appreciate your call? Because you'll get prank callers that'll say, you know, I'm Carol Johnson. And I'm, you know, here's where I live, come see me, and it's a prank call. I know you're not that person, but there's rules in talk radio. You can't give out your full name unless you're a guest on the show. It's not good to do stuff like that. Well, you should go to planetinfowars.com, the social network that's great. We never promote, we should. But we do on the site. We post their articles on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and people's videos that are produced there, but you can go to planetinfowars.com. We always have the newest groups that join at the top, and you have the most viewed groups in a lot of it. Hundreds of thousands of people are on there. There it is, planetinfowars.com for you in your area to try to meet like-minded people. All right, stay with us. We'll be back with news.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With the event-driven risks such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Victorious! Yeah! Love it, ladies and gentlemen. Taking the Republic back, just now breaking up on InfoWars.com. DHS detains Oath Keepers heading to gun rally in Texas. Liberty Lovers gathered at the Texas Capitol building to show appreciation for the Constitution. This is brand new video, just now premiering up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And there is more up on the site as well, ladies and gentlemen. Muslim Brotherhood official, former Clinton Foundation employee, has been arrested. Lots of interesting news on that front. A Hill story, Republicans slam pathetic decision not to fire anyone over Benghazi. No, they'll probably promote them for helping al-Qaeda. IRS list reveals concerns over Tea Party propaganda. See, it's all come out that they, the other headline is, they thought Obama wanted them to crack down our leader. Well, they're saying bad things about you, my dear one. Shouldn't we shut them down illegally and persecute them? Because we're liberal? Because it's cool? You're authoritarian dirt bags is what you are. Move to North Korea. This is out of USA Today spinning it like, oh, jeepers creepers, they did persecute them, but it was only because they were trying to stop propaganda by those nasty meanies over at the Tea Party. Here's another one on the Washington Times. IRS officials, you mean collection agency for the private Federal Reserve, thought Obama wanted crackdown on Tea Party groups, worried about negative press. Well, if you're worried about somebody talking bad about you, just go file fake tax charges on them and arrest them. I mean, that'll work real good. But there's no tyranny. There's no tyranny around the corner, Obama said. Government's inherently good. Wow, a big government's persecuting people it doesn't agree with. Homeland Security is pointed directly at anybody that is not an authoritarian dirtbag. And by the way, once it all collapses, they're all going to eat each other as well. I mean, what a disaster. What a nightmare. What a situation we're in. Look at this. News out of France. Syria gives Russia evidence rebels behind chem attack, and the UN comes out and says it looks like the Syrian government didn't do it. Whoa! But you're not going to see that on the nightly news. All you're going to hear about is the shooting and how it's gun owners' fault. But families that had people that were lost, they forgive gun owners. And they forgive us. We did Sandy Hook. Doesn't matter if we're making the crime rate drop 49%, violent crime with guns. It doesn't matter. The facts don't matter. There's no polar bears. They all drown. There's no North Pole. It doesn't matter. The North Pole is the biggest ever recorded from satellites since the 50s. It does. Facts don't matter. Doesn't matter if Obama's a fascist piece of trash because he's liberal. He's liberal. It's okay. It's racist if you talk bad. Oh, let me give you some more here. House to vote on defunding Obamacare. The problem is they're going to kill it in the Senate. And we've got 23,116,000 plus households on food stamps now outnumber all households in the Northeast United States. I don't get that number because it says households on food stamps. I guess that's households. If you count the number of people, it's 49,101,000 on some form of food assistance or one-third of the country. So that number... CNS News, I mean, I'm not knocking CNS, they're a great site, but I mean, that's just much worse than that. But I mean, I guess they're talking about households, average households, three people. Let's continue here. Median household income has fallen for 5 years in a row, lower than it was in 1989. Oh, here's the article, WLIX10, medical marijuana users fight to keep infant daughter who was taken. And they say, well, it doesn't matter if you have a legal marijuana card, your daughter is ours, said the spider. And that's just some of the news. I've got more coming up. We're going to overdrive InfoWars.com/show to find the free video and audio and podcast feeds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against
experience the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.